This message is brought to you by the friends and partners of Kakrabaden. Welcome to Air Power with Kakrabaden, teaching the nations with signs and wonders. Why live in darkness when the light of God's word has solutions? Kakra is a teacher of the word who also ministers with miracles and the prophetic anointing. He's the senior pastor of the Catch the Anointing Center, Accra, Ghana. Now, today's message. Hello. Kakra continues his powerful teaching titled The Birth of Christ, sharing keys we can learn from how God begins anything as gleaned from Christ's birth. Yesterday, he explained that God often starts things small and therefore we must not despise small beginnings. Today, he continues, come along.
Jesus gave a parable about the kingdom of heaven. When we say the kingdom of heaven, it means anything that God controls. Because when you have a king, he controls a territory or a realm, a land. It's called the realm. But in the kingdom of heaven, it's not limited to a realm. It's limited, it's anything that God controls. So for example, if you are born again and God controls you, he owns you, so you are part of the kingdom. So Jesus said in Matthew 13:31, the Bible says, another parable put he forth unto them saying, the kingdom of heaven. So now he's talking about how the kingdom of heaven operates. So now he's talking about how things work in the kingdom of heaven, where God rules. It says, the kingdom of heaven is like unto a grain of mustard seed, which a man took and sowed in his field, which indeed is the least of all seeds. But when it is grown, in other words, it doesn't stay there, it grows. It becomes a tree. And the birds of the air, they even build their nest in the tree. So here Jesus told a story. Then he said, listen, I want to tell you about how things work in God's country, the kingdom of heaven. Then he says, in heaven, when God wants to start something, he said he starts very small. And he used an example. The analogy that he used, or the thing that is like what he's trying to say, he said, it's a mustard seed. So Jesus said, when God wants to start something, he said it's like a mustard seed, but it grows. If God is going to use you in the ministry, it will be like a grain of mustard seed. You may be asked to just arrange chairs. That's all. It looks very small and almost insignificant. So if you don't understand how God moves, you can easily dismiss it. But because it's so small, you can easily despise it. There are people that God is going to use tremendously. Even in the choir, maybe you're supposed to be an international world-renowned singer. But it will start very small. You may just be singing to your friends or be singing only in one church or something. But it's the beginning. But most people are waiting for the big thing to come before they put in the effort. As soon as you do that, it means you don't understand God. So many small businesses, opportunities, ministries, anointings never grow because of the way it is so small. People think that it's nothing. But Jesus said, this is how the kingdom of heaven works. Look at Jesus himself, somebody who's supposed to be King of Kings and Lord of Lords. He started very small. Let me give you some things about Jesus. He came from a very poor family. I mean, if you are going to make somebody King of Kings and Lord of Lords, you must put him in a wealthy family. You must let him be born in Pharaoh's house or something with political power and finances. But no, he was born to a very poor family. And one thing that makes us know that he was poor is that if you read the book of Leviticus, it talks about the offerings that have to be given. If you read Leviticus chapter 12. And if you were rich, you were supposed to give a lamb. If you were poor, you give a turtle dove. So when Jesus was dedicated, they brought two turtle doves. And as soon as you gave that, it meant that you come from a very poor family. But I have good news for you. That is why if you come from a poor family, you must never think that you cannot rise. Because actually you are at the right spot. God always starts small. I see somebody from a poor family rising and becoming a very powerful person. A family where nobody went to university. A family where nobody is properly married. A family where 10 people sleep in one room. Look, Jesus came from that place. Poor financial status. The area, not like the area where he lived, Nazareth, was one of the poor places. So when Philip met Jesus, he went and told Nathanael. He was also not a handsome man. Isaiah said, when you see him, there is no beauty. So according to Isaiah, Jesus, the picture we see of him is not Jesus. I mean, what kind of person is this? You don't have money. You are not handsome. You come from a poor area. What chance have you got? But though thy beginning was small, your latter end shall greatly increase. Put your hands together for Jesus. God is your hope. God is your help. God will help you. He didn't even look like an intelligent person. But the intelligent people were priests, rabbis, publicans, scribes. He was just a carpenter. So even his schooling, very low. I am saying all this just to let you know that don't let's belittle our abilities. Don't let's belittle what God can do. The fact that God starts small does not mean he remains small. God starts small, but the thing grows. That's why I say the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. But when it is grown, some of you came walking. Very soon, you buy a car like you are buying toffee. You even know that you bought a car. Put your hands together for you. You even know. You even feel it. It's as if you have bought chocolate. I want to talk about how to recognize the small things that God has started. How to recognize it. You know, to recognize means to know the meaning of something. When Jesus came into the world, in John 1:10, the Bible says, he was in the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. They couldn't recognize him. So as I've said that, God is going to do great things, but he will start small. That's how he begins things. What it means then is that when he starts that small thing, you should be able to see it. Because when Jesus came into the world, the people couldn't see it. That's why they rejected him. He came unto his own, John 1:11 says, and his own received him not. Verse 12 says, some people recognize him, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. Those who can recognize, they will receive power to become something that they are not. So what are some of the things that we should be on the lookout for? Let's read Isaiah chapter 53. Here the Bible describes Jesus. And the things that you should be looking out for to recognize that this is the Son of God. And I want us to look at what the things that he mentioned, what we should be on the lookout for. Isaiah 53 verse 2, he said, he shall grow up before him as a tender plant. So number one, let's look for weakness. Tell somebody weakness. You know, when a plant is tender, it means it's very weak. As soon as you step on it, you just crush it. Very weak. So Isaiah is talking about what you should look out for. Otherwise, you won't know that this is God doing something. He says, as a tender plant. You know, when I became born again, I had a vision. In the vision, Jesus appeared to me and told me, I'm going to use you in the ministry. And I used to go to church. And I would sit in the church and they would say, let's turn our Bibles to Habakkuk. Those days we used books, not iPads. And I'll ask my friend, Habakkuk, where is it? But the other grown-up Christians, papa, they have opened. Then I'll go to contents. I'll begin to look at the contents. And even when I read the Old Testament, I still can't find it. Well, where? Well, the names are many. By the time I find even the book, they finish the reading. Then they will invite men of God to come and preach. Powerful men of God. I mean, they will preach signs, wonders, nice message. And I felt so weak. I said, hey, listen, I can't do it. I said, no, God has forgotten me. I said, no. And I always used to think that, look, there are some people that God uses, but we are not part. Who has felt that way before? You feel that? No, we are not part. What I was feeling was weakness, my own inadequacy, that this thing, I can't do it. And anytime God wants to start something, you have that feeling. When God told Moses, I'm going to use you to bring the people out of Egypt. Exodus chapter 4, verse 10, God said to Moses, I am not eloquent, neither heretofore, which means before this, nor since thou hast spoken to thy servant. I am of a slow speech and a slow tongue. He said, God, me, I am a stammerer. And Moses said he was so much of a stammerer that Aaron had to talk for him. Which means that when he starts a sentence, he can't finish. So he has to give Aaron all the answers. And when they go to Pharaoh, Aaron will speak because he can't. He didn't have any power. He didn't have an army. He didn't have any, nothing. All he had was sheep. Meh. I said, me. I said, no. It's not possible. When the thing starts small, you feel that you can't do it. But when you have that feeling, that is the right sign that God is with you.
Thanks for joining us. Today we learned that one way to recognize the small things that God is starting is that feeling of weakness or inadequacy. Join us Monday for another exciting session with Kakwa Baden.
If you are here today, you don't know Jesus as your personal Lord and Savior, and you want to give your life to Jesus, pray this prayer after me. Say, Lord Jesus, today I repent of my sins. Please forgive me. Come and live in my heart. I believe that you died for me. Be the Lord and Master of my life. Thank you, Jesus, for coming into my life. Amen.
Before we leave, here is a praise report to boost your faith in the Lord.
This one says, transformed by your message. So last week, I heard you preach how to profit from free labor. I was deeply motivated by your message. Since I've been unemployed for some time, I decided to follow your advice and apply to a company for an internship. I was chosen and asked to work immediately. God really bless you for showing us the light. Put your hands together for Jesus.
Grow in your Christian life with audio sermons from Kakwa Baden on your mobile devices on the go. Here's how. Go to Play Store or Windows Store on your Android or Windows mobile devices and search for Kakwa Baden AirPower. Download, install, and instantly access life-changing audio sermons by Kakwa Baden. It's that simple. Kakwa Baden AirPower app. On the go with a word.
It's Christmas again, and we've got the perfect gift for your friends, family, or that work colleague. This Christmas season, give your loved ones something valuable that will last a lifetime, uplift them, and get them ready to face the coming year with faith, hope, and joy. Grab this once-in-a-lifetime offer of any three books by Kakwa Baden for a bundle deal of 150 CDs with free delivery anywhere within Ghana. International, get any three books for $30 with free delivery. Order now and have your gift delivered just in time for Christmas. Order via WhatsApp on +233 55 790 10. That's +233 55 790 10. Or place a regular call to +233 207 575 2155. Or send us an email on info@kakwabaden.org. Terms and conditions apply. It's still the most exciting time of the year. Don't slack. Put a smile on someone's face and be a blessing. Have a Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. Thanks for your time. You can contact us, seek counseling, ask for prayer, order today's full-length message, or order books through the following means. Call us or message us on WhatsApp to +233 55 790 10. Send an email to info@kakwabaden.org. You can also make a regular call or send a text to +233 207 575 215. Our office hours are 10 a.m. to 1600 hours GMT. Finally, write to us, share your testimony and how this podcast has been a blessing to you, even if it is a brief note.